Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. And just one look at teams like Team 2-2 with Chad Reed, Star Racing, Hardin Huntington, and of course our own team consisting of Dean Wilson, Brock Tickle, Blake Baggett, Tyler Rattray, and Darren Durham, we make champions. Last year, our team was the first in American motocross history to sweep the top three in the outdoor motocross series. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit, we race.
James Stewart, wow, welcome back to the outdoors, and great job today. Had to feel pretty good.
I mean, it did feel good. You know, it just felt good to, one, to be back out here, two, to know that I, you know, we're going to get a lot better. You know, first, you know, with the team, you can't ask for a better day. You know, fastest in practice, you know, in the race, you know, it was good. And two solid 30 minutes, you know, I felt strong the whole time. So I was happy about that. So, I mean, I can't ask, like I said, I can't ask for anything better. My starts are good today. So that's something I haven't had in a long time. I didn't pull two good starts in the Supercross season. So that was good. And then, you know, we keep on working.
Hey, I think the real question with you, we knew you'd be fast, but a lot of, in that second moto, hey, this is fitness on him. We know Dungy's in shape, and it looks like it's there. It's close to where you wanted to be. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I honestly, I had another level if I needed it to. You know, and I like I said, you know, you never know. You know, the last thing I have in my mind is Unadilla. And obviously, you know, that's not a good picture. And obviously, there's a lot of different things in there. But, you know, you always wonder yourself. You know, I've been putting the work in, you know, but it's been short. You know, I've been, you know, rushing everything, trying to get it done. You know, been doing testing a lot of bike, you know, not doing a lot of motos. But I do feel good. And the best part was when I came off that track, I felt good, you know. And so, you know, I take that as something that I'm going to be here, you know. And I think you just, like I said, I'm going to race my shape. Race myself into shape, and but at least I got a really, really good base. You know, I feel like I'm just as even with anybody else out there. So, you know, and I'll just get better.
You feel like, and I took some heat on for tweeting this, but I felt like in the first moto, anyways, it was a real calm, in control James Stewart. Like you had another gear if you needed it, and it. I don't want to say easy, because that makes the other guys look bad, but it was a real calm race. You just rode your race and pulled away.
Yeah, you know, that was. I did, you know, and it, for sure, it wasn't easy, but I did have a good race. Like, I felt like if I needed to, I could push it to another level, but I didn't have to. You know, me and Johnny talked about that. He said, let the bike do the work. You know, let the bike, you sit on it, take your time, hit your marks. And it was the same way in the second moto. Like, you know, I made a couple mistakes, but everybody did. It was just a tough track, but it was the same thing. I was able to just ride and hit my marks. You know, pick it up. I had another level if I needed to there, but I felt like I was good until Ryan came up and tried to pass me. Then we'll bump it up another level. But I felt like, to me, I felt like I was the most consistent and in control and the calmest I've been in since probably 2009 on the Yamaha. Had a few good races like that in Supercross, but it's been a long time where I felt like, dude, I felt
good.
You
could do anything.
Yeah, I could do whatever I needed to do.
Nerves at all? Were you a little nervous for the first moto?
I was nervous. Yeah. You know, I think I was nervous going into practice. It's been a long time since I raced out there, you know. And then you come out, you know, Ryan and Chad last year, you know, I was thinking about, like, dude, Villopoto was only off 2 years, and he struggled really bad. He struggled really, really bad this first race. And so, you know, you think about that, and you're thinking about, no, that's not me. And then you think about, you know, this guy's in shape. You know, he's gonna be there. When I passed him in the first couple laps, I'm like, dude, he's gonna be there. But at the same time, I was nervous, but I had a sense of calm that I haven't had in a long time. Where I'm like, I got this. Like, you know, I get through the first few laps, I'm up there. I said, it's gonna come to me. I feel like as it gets rougher, I'm gonna get better. And that's how I felt today. You know, I felt like I did a little sprint in the middle. I was able to pull away a little bit, and so I knew I had that in there. But, you know, it's the first race, but it's a good start. I think we as a team learned a lot. I learned a lot. It's hard racing when you're racing a bike that's, you know, one that I haven't raced on ever, you right. know, and, you know, so it's a little different than Ryan's situation. He's been on that motorcycle, cause, so he kind of knows, but it's the first time outdoors. I haven't been on this bike, so I'm, like, sitting here just trying to, like, oh, that's what it does. Oh, that's how it starts. You know, I've probably done, like, that's probably my 10th start on that thing, so
right.
It was good, so we'll keep it going.
Now, I know, even though you went 1-1, I know how you guys are. What do you need to work on, bike-wise or body-wise? What are you going to work on in the coming weeks?
I mean, my body will just keep building. I think, as like I said, as I get going, I think my pace will get better. You know, obviously, I'll get even more in shape. You know, I'm good now, but I'll get even better. Bike-wise, I think those guys, this is the first time they actually seen me race. Mm-hmm. You know, it's different when you're practicing and having fun doing three-lap sprints. They see me race, so they can look at it and be like, all right, it's soft here, it's stiff here, it's whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Mike has a good direction, so is Adam. So we'll go back and let, you know, the best part is that, you know, I give those guys what's going on. Like, this is the first time for a while I can actually tell them, like, look, the thing's doing this, and, mm-hmm. and they can see it. And so he goes back and he works on it, and we get a good package. But it's just good to know we started out right here, and we made two quicker changes all day long. Right. And, you know, it'll be good.
What a turnaround. First moto, Metcalf in second for a little bit. It's raining yellow down everywhere you looked.
Dude, it was hot. You know, at about, you know, 20 minutes into that moto, it was cool. I even told Mike, I'm like, dude, I think we might have one of the strongest teams out there. Brett came off an overall. I saw him when the first day he rode the bike, the first time we was together, mm-hmm. he looked really, really good. And so he's going to be strong. He's going to be strong. And like I said, it was kind of like when I was at Joe Gibbs. You know, you have teammates that can beat you. When I had Dirty Dog, you know, he was one of the guys that he was trying to get rid of my perfect season. So it's cool. And I think it keeps the morale up on the team. It keeps everybody. It's going to make him better. He's going to make me better. Right. And we get along good. So, you know, we'll make it happen.
Right on, man. Thank you.
No problem, Steve.